brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
Let's go directly to the phone lines where we've got Catherine in Knoxville, Tennessee. What's going on, Catherine?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing great.
All right. So my question for you guys is, my husband and I recently moved to Tennessee, and we just had our first baby in October.
Nice.
And we have some debt. A majority of it is student loan.
Okay.
He owes $58,000 for student loan.
58?
Yes, 58.
You said that very strategically. And y'all both own, right?
Yeah.
Y'all both own.
Yes, we both own it because we're married.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
What else you got?
So we also have a little over $21,000. I guess it would be considered consumer debt. I hope I'm saying that right.
Okay, what
so,
is it?
So like our cars, I owe a little over $5,000 on my car.
Okay.
He owes a little over $6,000 on his. I have a loan with his mother, so there's zero interest in that for about $3,300.
Oh, there's interest. Oh, there's interest, Tiffany.
There's interest, all right.
That's the highest interest loan you can have, Catherine.
How much is that loan?
$3,300.
Okay, we're paying that off.
It might as well be $3.3 million.
And then $4,000 for the birth of my child.
Okay.
And $2,000 in credit card debt. So I believe that equals right around $21,000 or so.
Okay, I'm with it. All right.
And we have $28,000 in our savings.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay,
hey,
so
hold on, Jade, before you go in, can I just say one thing, Catherine? I'm going to turn you over to Jade because she's the expert here. I really want, how long have you and your husband been married?
We just had our first year anniversary in September. We've been together for 5 years.
Okay.
Cool.
So I'll give you a little bit of a pass until the end of the day, okay?
Okay.
I want you and your husband, after this phone call, to be highly intentional about using the word ours and we.
Okay.
Not his, mine, hers. This is ours.
It's called a vocab rehab.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
Vocab rehab. And here's the language here matters because resentment builds out of they did this.
Okay.
When we did this, then we're going to solve it. Cool. But
yes.
Resentment is, he did this to me.
Yes.
He took all these student loans out, even though he's got a job and he's making a bunch of money. He took all these loans out, and it makes me scared. And right, instead of nope, I married him. I love him. We made a human together. We owe this money. We are going to pay this off. See the difference?
Absolutely, totally.
Okay, all right. Same team. One team, one dream. Oh, Todd. There you go. All right, here we go.
Okay, so you have some money in savings, which is great. $28,000. Let's spend it. Like, let's spend it paying off some of this debt. Specifically, mama-in-law, we're going to get that off
today.
Today. So here's what I want you to do today. And then I'm going to tell you what I'd like for you to do. Then I want you to tell me your objections to it, and then I'll smooth it out for you. Number one, we're listing the debts from smallest to largest. That's called a debt snowball.
Okay.
You list them from smallest to largest, and you make minimum payments on everything. But with extra money, you put it towards the smallest debt. And in this case, you have lots of extra money lying around called savings because the way we teach, the first step in getting your finances together is to just put $1,000 aside. We call that baby step one. And you've got that. And then the next step is to pay off your debt using the debt snowball method, which we're about to do right here. So if we keep $1,000 aside, that leaves you with $27,000 that you can knock out this debt. And you basically listed it for me, largest to smallest. So I've got it written here, smallest to largest. So let's pay off that credit card that's $2,000. This is what you're doing like today. Paying off that credit card that's $2,000, then you're going to come in here and you're going to pay off mom-in-law, which is $3,300. Yep. Then after that, you're going to come over and pay that deductible and get it, clear that out, and you're done with baby. And then you can clear out these cars, pay off both cars. That's crazy. How much peace does that give you?
It gives me peace, but I'm not going to lie. I get worried about only having $1,000 with a new baby. I have a lot of fear when it comes to finances. I grew up very poor, and my husband didn't necessarily grow up the same way. So he doesn't have any anxiety when it comes to like finances. And I'm like a total worrywart.
Do you know what's like, scarier more, like, though?
What if something comes up?
And that's what I'm trying to help you with. If something comes up and you have no debt, then nothing's popping, like nothing's coming up. But if something comes up and you have lots of debt, then you're screwed. Because here's the thing, something comes up, let's assume the worst, because you're like, oh, we have a baby. Yep. What's the worst that could happen? You lose your jobs.
Yeah.
$28,000 is not going to go very far when you've got credit cards, a deductible, mom to pay back, two cars that you're paying. That's called stress. But the moment that you pay off that debt, think about how much money is going to be back in your hands because you're not making payments. You're going to stack up $28,000 lickety split. And then when the big bad wolf comes to blow your house down, you're going to have no debt and $28,000.
Yeah.
So this is a short term. This is you kind of having that short term freak out just to get your cards in order.
You should feel nervous.
Yeah.
It's $1,000.
Okay.
The space between you and calamity is very, very thin.
Yeah.
It's supposed to feel that way. That's the fire that you're going to run through the rest of this student loan mess with and be done forever.
Okay.
So that you're free.
Yeah.
Now I grew up without a lot either. Okay.
Okay.
My dad worked really hard and real hard, and things were really tight. And for a season, I put security in two things, stuff and what I would call a pretend pocket of money. And that's what you've done.
Yeah.
You got a house that you didn't have growing up. You got a husband with a job that you didn't have growing up. You got two cars you didn't have growing up. And you've got this magical little pot of money that feels like it's yours. It is not yours. You've already spent it. You spent it on a baby. You spent it on two cars. It's not yours. Just go ahead and give it away. It's fake.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, what I'm going to tell you is peace on the other side. When you don't owe anybody anything and nobody can take anything from you. That's a piece that those who struggled with less than growing up, they don't understand it until they get there, dude, and it's magic.
Totally.
How much do you and your husband make together?
So I stay at home with our son, and he works full time, and he makes about $55,000.
Okay.
A year.
Cool. And are you guys living on a budget?
Yes. So we just did our budget this month, and we're really trying to buckle down on it. We're not big spenders. We don't do a lot of extras. I think the most where if we are spending is I tend to food hoard a little bit.
Me too.
Okay. Me too. Me too. Same team.
I buy more than what we need in groceries.
Okay. So here's the thing. You know, you've got the money to clear out all these little ankle biter debts, and you've even got, you know, you'll have $3,000 or $4,000, $5,000 or so that you can throw onto the student loan. But where it's really going to require you buckling down and jumping into that mindset that John just talked about is when it comes to the student loan, because the student loan is 50, you know, by the time you pay down a little of it, it's going to be 55 and you earn 55. So
What kind of degree did he get costing the same?
He has his degree in early childhood education, his bachelor's.
Is he a teacher?
He doesn't know.
Okay.
He actually works for a zoo.
Okay. Here's the deal. He's going to have to get a second and probably a third job, making an additional $25,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. And you might need to pick up some work that you can do at home.
That's what I was going to bring up. So he also is a licensed tattoo artist. So he was working two jobs when we lived back in Connecticut, and now he is looking to get licensed in Tennessee and also work.
Look, he needs whatever he can do to bring in some money. I always say, do whatever you can. And that includes you too. He's not the only one that can work extra. You've got some time in your day where you can pick up some extra cash.
Create your free every dollar budget today. The simplest way to budget for your life.